Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The United Nations Security Council has scheduled an emergency meeting for Monday to discuss the recent spate of violence between the Israelis and Palestinians, the most brutal fighting between the rivals in many years. Clashes erupted late Saturday in the Old City of Jerusalem, where hundreds of Muslim men defiantly held evening prayers outside after being denied entrance to the holy site Muslims call the Noble Sanctuary, the Jews call the Temple Mount. Earlier, UN Deputy Spokesman for the UN, Farhan Saq, said that Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling on all political, religious, and community leaders to help reduce the tensions. He was citing comments from UN Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Nikolai Mladenov.
You'll have seen what Nikolai Mladenov had said, and the need by all sides to avoid escalating tensions and to avoid any steps that lead to further violence. Mr. Mladenov has appreciated the stated commitment by the Israeli Prime Minister to preserve the status quo at the holy sites, and we hope that that will be honored.
Escalating Israeli-Palestinian tensions over the Holy Land's most contested shrine boiled over into violence with 3 deaths. Police say a Palestinian attacker also killed 3 Israelis at a West Bank settlement. At least 60 people have been kidnapped from a village in southern Kandahar, Afghanistan, by Taliban insurgents, with 7 of those prisoners reportedly killed. Spokesman for the provincial governor said the villagers were kidnapped in a series of Taliban attacks. This is VOA News. More than 100 Somalis released recently have now made it to Ethiopian facilities, detained there, handed over to the Somali government, arriving in Mogadishu. Government officials told local media the Somali prisoners had been held in Ethiopian jails for various offenses, including illegal entry. Syrian army announced the end of fighting in parts of eastern Ghouta after an agreement was struck between rebels and Russia, an ally of the Syrian regime. Meantime, Russia says it has signed a deal with the Syrian rebels during peace talks in Cairo to outline how safe zones would work. Russia said the agreement would include routes to supply humanitarian aid to the population and for free movement of residents. Bipartisan U.S. group of congressional leaders has agreed on new sanctions for Russia in response for the meddling in the 2016 presidential election, as well as a provision that would prevent President Trump from trying to relax sanctions against Moscow. The bill was passed more than a month ago by the Senate and also included new sanctions against Iran for its ballistic missile testing. Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said. White House spokesperson Sarah Sanders says the president is ready to move on from the Russia probe.
The president has absolutely nothing to do with any of the allegations that are being made. I think he's maintained that, and he wants them to complete their process as quickly as possible so that we can move on from the ridiculousness of all things Russia and Russia fever.
President Trump has helped commission the USS Gerald R. Ford, a technologically advanced nearly $13 billion warship, Mr. Trump speaking to the crowd gathered at the ceremony.
Wherever this vessel cuts through the horizon, our allies will rest easy, and our enemies will shake with fear, because everyone will know that America is coming, and America is coming strong.
After 3 years of delays and billions of dollars of cost overruns, Mr. Trump officially turned over the first of the next generation nuclear-powered aircraft carriers to the U.S. Navy. For more on that story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.